Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Are you real proud of, excited about where you live? Would you like us to tell your stories? Go to WGNradio.com/your hometown. I like that we do big suburbs like Naperville, but also a relatively small town in Indiana, in this case, St. John, Indiana. You know, the realtor we had on a minute ago from At Properties was talking about property taxes and how limited the inventory is there because it's such a great place to live. And I know one guy that would double that is Mike Aurelio. He is a town councilman in St. John. And I wanted to ask you a couple questions about it. Mike, you're on WGN. How are you today?
Hey, good morning, John. I appreciate you having me on. Thank you.
You know, she mentioned the property taxes are low compared to, say, the suburbs on the west side of Chicago, the western suburbs. And I thought maybe that's because you have some other revenue source, an industrial base or a commercial corridor. How is your town laid out? What do I see when I go to St. John?
So it's mainly residential. I would say that we're about 95% residential. We are definitely looking to encourage more commercial and industrial growth in our area. Mm-hmm. But largely the residents are paying support our local taxes.
I'll be darned.
But you are right. Indiana in general, compared to like Lamont or Naperville, in those areas, we're about one third the price on, property taxes.
So have you seen an exodus then of, well, maybe businesses, but people, are people, we've heard that message forever here in Chicago, I'm going to go to Indiana. Are people going to Indiana?
Without a doubt. So I am one of them. So I moved over here, you know, we moved our businesses, I moved my family over here within the last decade. So residential is about one third. And when we moved our industrial business over here, a little north of St. John, really industrial property taxes, you know, they're not a third, a fifth. Sometimes they're as cheap as one-eighth what they are in Illinois. Yeah. It's amazingly less. It's amazing.
I don't want to talk to you, Mike. I'm going to hang up on you now.
I'm sorry. I think there's a lot of fiscal responsibility with that.
So. Well, evidently. Your name's Aurelio. You didn't move the Aurelio pizza chain out there, did you?
So I'm really trying to get an Aurelio's pizza to St. John. I would love to do that. My family and I are big fans. There's a distant relationship there, for sure. Big fan of the Aurelio's pizza, for sure.
Somebody just texted in, John, I've got a house in Sugar Grove. It's a $185,000 home. Our taxes are $6,600. Yeah, it's just more in the western suburbs of Chicago than it is in Lake County because it's in Indiana. And, boy, that does seem to make a difference.
Right. His would be under $2,000 without a doubt if he was over by us.
So what are the big issues? Like in Chicago, as you probably know, we're talking about the police chase policy. The city wants to ban alcohol sales after 10 p.m. Lord knows we're wrapped up on naming Lakeshore Drive. What are people talking about in St. John, Indiana these days?
So, you know, I think we have the opposite going on. So all year long, we were fortunate that our schools stayed open. So our public schools, starting in the beginning of the year, August, I have four children, they all went back to school. We also do not have those policies that got put in place where there is no chasing. So what we do is when criminal activity happens here, of course, we high-speed chase them straight back to Illinois. So,
evidently.
I lived in Lamont for many years, great town. You know, I grew up in Oak Lawn.
Yeah.
So St. John, you know, it's just, you know, I know my neighbors. It seems just a more friendly place. The police are responsive. You know, I'll give you an example. You know, the neighborhood watch, you get that on your Facebook page and other things. So there's been like a, you know, you'll see every now and then there'll be a strange car, you know, people are seeing them questioning children, and that'll pop up and, you know, and people pay attention. So I just think it's neighbors watching neighbors. So it's nice to see.
You mentioned your business. What's your business? What do you do?
So we're in the nail and staple business. Very exciting. So fasteners. So for home building, for fences, for crating, you know, manufacturing, anything you need to put wood, two pieces of wood together, we try to sell that fastener into.
Well, that's just a real fascinating industry you're in there, Mike. Is business good these days because of the rush for building homes and the lack of supplies?
It is. It is. It's very busy. We're thankful. Everything that, so also like transportation, food, everything travels on a wooden pallet. And all of those industries are very, very busy. So we're thankful for that.
No, I'm thankful that you guys are part of our Chicagoland community, even though you're on that side of the line. But, I think we need to remember that downtown Chicago. We got folks listening in Wisconsin and Iowa and right here in Chicagoland in a place called St. John, Indiana. Well, Mike, it's nice to talk to you. My best to everybody. And when that pizza franchise comes over there, let me know and I'll come have some pie with you, okay?
Okay, you got it, John. I appreciate you having me on. Thank you very much.
And I'm going to buy all my nails and fasteners from you, too. What's the name of your business, Mike?
It is New Supplies Company.
That's good to know. Mike Aurelio, town councilman in St. John. Thank you, Mike.
Hey, thank you. Take care, John.